This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. Award-winning Qom artist Lala Tuxin joined the hangout on MUT Radio. And how unehau uthi kudingeka isixazululo zokuhlonza izidumbu sokuphele isikhathi eside zingathathwanga emakhazeni omphakathi. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Popular Qom artist Lala Tuxin, together with his manager Dr. Wynn, appeared on the renowned radio show The Hangout, hosted by Spam Tlongo on MUT Radio, to promote their upcoming event, the Lala Dance Fest. This highly anticipated event will take place this weekend and promises to be a dance-filled celebration. Lala Tuxin shared that the event will be a memorable experience for his fans, as it will feature performances from top artists across various music genres. Dr. Durbin emphasized the importance of supporting such events, especially as Qom and Amapiano music continue to dominate the scene. He mentioned that the Lala Dance Fest is not only about entertainment, but also about uplifting and showcasing young and upcoming artists. The Lala Dance Fest is generating a lot of buzz, and music lovers and dance enthusiasts alike are encouraged to prepare for an unforgettable experience.
Understand this, I know what is happening. See only we see next week is your dance is abandoned. Groove every weekend. But we are starting something very special. We started last year. It's a partnership between a company and a company at Tuxin. So we created something called Idala Tuxin. It means in September, end of September every year, because it's time in Tabin. We want the entire South African community to come to Durban and play in Durban.
In other news, inyunyane yabasebenzi bezempilo inehawithi kusamele kwenziwe okuthile ukuxazulula udaba lwezidumbu ezingathathwanga nezingaziwe emakhazeni ezwe. Uphiko lwezempilo lutshele iPhalamende ukuthi izidumbu ezingaphezu kuka-3,000 ezisahleli zingathathwanga. IKwaZulu Natal ihamba phambili ngohlu lwezidumbu ezingaphezu kuka-1,500 ezingaziwa. Uphiko lukhombe imphumela ye-DNA engaphumeli kanye nokuntuleka kwemibhalo yokuzazisa njengenye yesizathu. U-Anda Zulu enehawu uthi sebekhulume kaningi nabaphathi bezempilo besifundazwe mayelana nokukhathazeka kwabo.
As we've been consistently been saying, that there's quite a number of unclaimed bodies in these mortuaries. And this is happening when the fridges most of the time are not working, and that have got an impact, because the smell does affect, in terms of health and safety, affect our members.
And finally, October marks World Agriculture Month. The sector is a big contributor to the country's economy and forms the backbone of many employment opportunities. Newly appointed Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen is pushing a renewed focus on structural reforms. This includes road-to-rail shifts in agricultural logistics and adopting technology to reduce crime. Rudy Opperman, Manager of Engineering and Training for Africa at Access Communications, discusses this further.
Of course, this is a very important sector for South Africa. And, you know, if one thinks about, there are many industries that's benefited from the use of smart technology, including AI-equipped devices. And it's not a stretch to think that one can certainly improve in terms of this in the agricultural sector as well. And To say in basic concept, it's if when you see data as the new oil and you have the ability to in real time capture and record everything that's happening in terms of the process, the value chain, whether it's the farming, the transportation, our ports, and then you have the ability to in real time make better decisions so that the overall status and the efficiency of the sector improves.
A recap of your top story this hour. Popular Qom artist Lala Tuxin, together with his manager Dr. Durbin, recently appeared on the renowned radio show The Hangout, hosted by Spam Tlongo on MUT Radio, to promote their upcoming event, the Lala Dance Fest, taking place this weekend. That is all for me for now. For MET News, signing out for this hour, I'm Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MET Radio podcast.